KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Welcome and good afternoon to the December version of the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate McAllister, President and CEO, along with my co-worker, co-partner, Keely Gray Heckey, Membership Specialist for the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was going to say, I kind of like being considered your partner in crime. I like that title better.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or lead henchman. I'll go for either or.
You know, I've been missing a lead henchman. That's exactly what we need. Are you ready for Christmas?
No.
I'm not either.
I'm ready for the break, but as far as presents and all the things and the accoutrement, I'm like, I need an extra week.
I think we should go invest in a bag of coal and just walk around and give it to people.
But I think people might think we're a Grinch that way, though.
And? Then we wouldn't have to, then we'd leave the obligation behind of giving presents.
It would be a nice way to mess with people, though, because it's like, wait, what have I done? Did I ever tell you my brother gave me coal one year for Christmas?
No.
Yes, my brother and his girlfriend gave me a bag of coal, and then they laughed so hard when I opened it because my face was so sad, and then they were like, oh, wait, just kidding, here's your real present.
Oh, that's not nice.
I know. Now the world knows that what my brother did to me. He scarred me.
Well, wait till I see him next time. I don't even know him. Anyway, today we're going to be having conversations about how you can help the Sandpoint Senior Center and the Bonner Community Food Bank this holiday season and through the winter. Our last segment will be a reading of a traditional holiday story for all of you, dear listeners. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio 1400 and KSPT Sandpoint and 1450 KBFI Bonner's Ferry. We'll be right back.
Yes, always better.
Join Jack Johnson and his band this summer for a night of all your favorite songs in the great outdoors. Saturday, September 24th, the Gorge Amphitheater. Grab your friends and family for a night to remember with very special guests Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, plus Ron Artiste II and Thunderstorm Artiste. On sale Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. For more info and tour dates, visit jackjohnsonmusic.com.
Giving back during the holidays has never been easier. Just get the best internet in town. When you order Ting Internet, we'll make a donation on your behalf to a local food bank. And for a limited time, you'll get free standard installation and a free router with every order. In short, you'll get what we give, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Save big on internet you and your family will love by switching to Ting. Go to tinginternet.com/giving. That's tinginternet.com/giving.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Mountain Trader Store and Cafe is located in Elmira on Highway 95, halfway between Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry, featuring locally made art, Western antiques, and much more. Homemade Prospector's Chili, Gold Digger Stew, Hot Smokies, Bakery Fresh Pastries, 20-plus flavors of old-time sodas, ice cream, and free hot coffee served all day. Open 6 to 6 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to 8, and Sundays noon to 5. Closed Mondays. Gift cards available. Come sit a spell in Mountain Traders. And don't forget to get your picture taken with Bigfoot.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They carry the reliable DECA line of batteries, and they now stock InstaChains and the latest in LED light bars. So call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate and Keely,
the radio ladies.
Yes, and we may just have a third to join our radio lady voices.
Yes, I'm so happy to be part of the radio ladies voices.
Wow. Just incredible.
Anyway.
We could go on that forever.
That's right. We could. We have Sherry Caldwell here. She's the executive director of the Sandpoint Area Senior Center. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you for having me.
it's so awesome. And I will have to say I was told that you are an excellent elf.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun. We were having fun with the kids and kind of getting into character. And every time a kid told me what they wanted, I'd whip out my phone and be like, add Legos to work list.
That is so awesome. And thank you for doing that for the Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, it was
so
my pleasure.
Wonderful.
For our listeners, it was the Christmas tree lighting day after Thanksgiving. And we had Santa and elves. And Sherry was one of our amazing elves. And she just made those kids as night. It was a magical thing.
It was
fun.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know. Well, I'm sorry I wasn't there, but it's the only holiday I leave town. So tell us what's happening at the Senior Center.
Well, our home-delivered meals program is really robust, I guess is a great way to put it. We've been getting, on average, 2 to 3 new registrants every week. Believe it or not, when I started there, we were making about 2,200 meals a month. We're averaging 26 to 27 now. And in October, we exceeded 2,800 meals. So there's definitely a need for, you know, these homebound seniors in our county for hot, nutritious meals. So, yeah, we are working as hard as we can to make sure that we have funding for that. I'm writing grants, and we're collaborating with, like, the food bank to get commodities before they go bad and put them to good use, since we make all of our stuff from scratch. So, yeah, it's been a very busy time at the Senior Center for us.
So you're an elf in real life, too.
Kind of, right? I guess so. Right? Kitchen elf.
So do you have enough drivers?
We do. We have, I think we have 22 volunteer drivers between here and then the folks that help us out in Priest River. We have quite a few registrants who are out in Priest River, so we deliver to them once a week, and it's pretty amazing. It's like, you know, 40-some-odd meals going out, or 40 sets of meals going out, ranging anywhere from 3 to 7 dishes. So some folks get meals all 7 days. But because they're so far out, we have to deliver it to them on one day a week on Tuesdays. And then we have our volunteer drivers out there that go ahead and deliver it to the residents for us. So, yeah, we've got 22 wonderful, reliable, dependable volunteer drivers who make it a point to not just deliver the meals, but also to check in on the seniors and give them, especially our solo agers. It's nice to have that, you know, social contact with a peer. So they're wonderful. We love having them.
Good. I did that between jobs. For a while, I volunteered to be a driver, and I really enjoyed it. I think I did it for about 9 months until I decided I had to go back to work. But it was great. I remember, having conversations with them, you know, the ones who live by themselves. And
those guys are the ones that worry me, like the solo agers, as we call them.
I had the long-distance one because I was the youngest driver, so I got the one out of town. But I really enjoyed it, and I think it's just a great thing to do to bring people food and, you know, as Keely said, being an elf, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of elves, the wonderful women of the Cal went through all this trouble to put together these wonderful gift bags for all of our homebound seniors.
I have
pictures. I can't wait to show everybody. But our computer room is completely full of gifts, and we can't wait to start distributing them.
Send me a photo of that, and I'll put it in the newsletter on Monday.
I will.
So that we can – I mean, I have your bingo stuff up.
Okay.
That would be great to get all these good things out there. So tell us, what are your biggest needs right now?
Honestly, just monetary support. We are in the middle of our annual fundraising campaign, our Christmas fundraising campaign. It's the big one we do at the end of the year. So if you've received a letter from us, you know, about the fundraising campaign and you have the means, you know, by all means, please contribute. All that money goes right back into the senior center. We're not for profit. All of our activities are free with the exception of bingo, and that's only $2 a card. So everything else that we're doing is pretty much a free service that we're providing for seniors. Even our meal program for seniors who are 60 and older, there is no set price. It's a recommended donation of $5. So you can imagine we lose quite a bit of money on each meal, but we're supporting folks who are on a fixed income, and you know, this is for a lot of them the only hot meal that they get, you know, per day. So it's, if you can help out that way, you know, we would greatly appreciate it.
And, you know, that's very interesting you say that. My little mother-in-law died last year at Thanksgiving. She was 95, and we were noticing before she went into assisted living that, because I would come over, I'd visit her, you know, at least once or twice a day, and my question would be, are you eating? You know, oh, I have some leftover stuff from the other day. And so it was one of those things that's what really started to concern us is, okay, you're not eating. I mean, I know you're 95 and you should know that you have to eat.
Yeah.
And so it was much better. We felt much better when she went into, you know, assisted living so that then she could go to the dining room and have food. But you just never really think about that, right?
No, yeah.
Because you think everybody's going to eat.
Right. But then for a lot of these folks, especially for the homebound seniors, because most of those folks, the reason why they're on the program is they can't stand long enough to shop for the groceries, let alone cook the meal. So for them, this is, you know, a godsend. So we're happy to be able to provide that service.
I'm so excited. I remember at one time there was a desperate need for drivers, and mm-hmm. I just couldn't figure out how to fit it into my schedule. So that's really great that you have an abundance or enough mm-hmm. that can go out and everything. And, you know, right now people are, holiday season, are thinking about giving more, right?
Yeah,
so I
absolutely.
Hope that you're one of the places that they give to help our, because our senior citizens have done a lot for us.
Mm. And how would somebody get in touch with you if they wanted to reach out to volunteer or monetarily donate for you?
Well, you could call the senior center at 208-263-6860. You can also reach out to us through our website, which is www.sandpointareaseniors.org. And if you are interested in volunteering, we always have a need, whether it's for drivers or for a handyman around the center itself. Folks at home could always use a hand with like shoveling. Our older seniors have a hard time with that. So if you've got a strong back and a heart to serve, that's another great way to do that. Help out.
Right.
And you don't even have to call us. If you've got an elderly neighbor, just go out there and give them a hand. It's you'd be surprised. I mean, you know how strenuous that kind of work is. And just imagine if you're, you know, in your 70s and frail and, you know, God forbid you slip on the ice or something. So, yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers. So please give us a call or shoot us an email.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you.
Well, Excellent. And speaking of shoveling, I understand that you need someone to shovel around the senior center.
Well, right now that's my job. So.
No, it's my job at the chamber too, but wouldn't it be great if there were volunteers?
Yes, it would, especially because, you know, I'm also like cooking and cleaning and, you know, helping to package the food. So it would be nice to take one thing off my plate for the day, but, you know, it's all right. It's all good.
Yeah.
We do what we can. It's all hands on deck and everybody wears multiple hats on a small nonprofit. So,
right. But
we love the work. It's very gratifying and fulfilling work, and we really love being there.
So then you really understood when I mentioned in leadership class that EDs have to do everything.
We do.
We are facilities people. We do it all. So
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we have to, because that's just the way it is. Small nonprofits, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So are there any special things coming up for Christmas?
For Christmas, we have our Christmas luncheon the Thursday week before Christmas.
Okay.
So it won't be on the 20th. I guess it would be the 23rd. I think it's – well, no, wait a minute. I take that back. It will be the same week because we're closed on Friday. We're closed on Friday, Christmas Eve, and Friday, New Year's Eve. Generally speaking, we have dances twice a month on the second and fourth Saturday. But this month, it's going to be the second and third Saturday since the fourth is Christmas Day.
Okay.
So that's really the only big change. We've got, you know, a number of activities. We have the Ladies Homestead Gathering has been coming and visiting with us once a month. And each night they have a different herb that they talk about, you know, how to prepare it, its medicinal properties, things like that. So this month, I believe it's on the 18th at 6:30, and they're doing bay leaf. Cool.
Oh, I've heard some interesting things about bay leaf.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a completely free class. It's open to any lady 16 years or older. And yeah, if you're interested, please stop by. We'd love to have you. It's completely free. And you get to do like a little project with whatever herb you're working with that night and take it home with you completely free of charge.
Wow. Did you say it's on a Wednesday night?
It's Thursday. I believe it's Thursday the 18th, but I have to double check for you.
Maybe we should go do that, Keely.
Yeah.
Let's do a little herb night.
Because bay leaf tea I was reading helps for stomach things. Ooh.
And we need that.
It can't taste very good, but who cares? Oh,
you know. Well, the first night we did garlic. Whoa. The second night we did mint, and I miss mint, so I'm looking forward.
Mint is my favorite.
I know, and I was looking forward to that, and I missed it. So I'm looking forward to bay leaf. So maybe I'll see you guys there.
That would be awesome.
That would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Especially a Thursday, because I don't have anything on Thursdays.
Thursday nights, we're free, man.
Yeah, 6:30.
That would be fun. Huh. Well, anyway, we might have found something to do.
Yay. The more the merrier.
That's right. Is there anything else that you'd like us to know before we wrap up this segment?
No, it's just that it's a tough time of year for a lot of our solo agers. You know, they don't have family with them, and, you know, being that it's the holiday. So if you do have a neighbor that you know is alone, please take the time and just go and check on them and chat with them. Sometimes it's just a matter of sitting and visiting with somebody for 10 or 15 minutes that really makes their day. It's really hard when you're home alone without any help and no one to speak with to keep you company. So if you have the time, please check in on your neighbors and just make sure that they're doing well. And hey, if you think that they might be a good candidate for our home delivered meals program, have them give us a call and we'll get them signed up.
Because I do have a neighbor who's like that. She is now on oxygen, so she can't even really come out of the house. And we've always done her sidewalks and stuff like that. So I think I might ask her that if she would like that.
Wonderful.
She's kind of stubborn. We've lived next door to her almost 30 years. And,
well, tell her she'll get a nice hot meal complete with a salad and dessert. It's a lot. For most of these folks, it's two meals. So
yeah,
we put on a pretty hearty serving. So
yes, you do.
That's wonderful.
I know there were some when I was delivering them. I'm like, this looks really good.
You know, being a driver, I'd be like, smells so good. I'm hungry.
Oh, it drives me nuts being in the building when they start cooking and you could smell it and everybody's like, you're salivating.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's no way we can lose weight working in a place like this. And then they want to feed you on top of everything else. It's kind of awesome.
Oh my
like
gosh.
Like a conspiracy to keep you around. Yeah. That's why you have so many drivers. That's why.
True story.
Because it smells so good. Well, thank you so much, Sherry, for joining us. We really appreciate it and all that you do in the community, including being a beloved elf. That was
thank
so.
You.
We are so thankful, and we will ask you to be an elf again.
I will be happy to. Next year, I'm going to buy a costume so I can look proper.
That's right. Yes.
Get
well,
out my
you
big
guys
list.
Had your hats.
I had. We had hats.
You had hats in the ears.
Ooh, good. Good. Match Santa.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about
the backwards
later.
Ears.
Right, exactly. All right, well, it's time to take a station break, so don't change that station. You're listening to the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We would like to thank our community for all the generous donations for our Thanksgiving food drive. This month, donate a new toy to get your 1995 conventional oil change or pay $24.95 without a donation, and $5 will be donated to the Toys for Tots program. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Toyota and Subaru. Call today, Pierce Auto Center.
Hi, this is John Darling with Flooring Outlet by Carpet One. A few years ago, we recognized our community needed a flooring outlet option to purchase clearance and closeout flooring products. Being locally owned for 75 years, we feel that Flooring Outlet by Carpet One can give our community just what it needs without fighting the box store crowds and promotes buying local. Whether big or small, we've got your flooring project covered. We purchase flooring in large quantities so you don't have to. Because at the Flooring Outlet, you get more and save more. Looking for a whole house of flooring? We either have it in stock or can negotiate the very best price for your project. Because we offer big value at a small price. Save more on products such as waterproof flooring, carpets, sheet vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic tile. You will find high style for a low price. So come on down to Flooring Outlet by Carpet One, located between Superdrug and Safeway in Sandpoint, where you'll find beautiful floors for less.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Keely and Kate from the Chamber of Commerce talking to Debbie Love from the Food Bank and Tyler. How do you say your last name?
Hauk.
Hauk.
H-O-W.
All right, the communications guy.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. We are the communications team.
That we are the everything team, yes.
We do it all.
And can I just say, Debbie, your last name is like the greatest thing ever. Aww. Debbie Love. It's just such a wonderful name. I just.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
You should. No, never mind. So tell us what's going on with the food bank.
Well, first, can we do a mini celebration?
Yes.
We're sitting here together.
I know.
Oh, yes.
We always say, you know, we need to get together. And then a year later, you know, maybe we should do that.
I know. Kate had to stop me from just barreling in because I was so excited to be here.
I could tell. Calm down, Debbie.
Stay in the lobby. It'll be your turn soon.
Sorry about that.
No. I love enthusiasm. That's great. Most people are like, I'm scared. Well, it's all right. Just talk in the microphone. So what's going on at the food bank?
Well, another thing, we made our goal for turkeys.
Yay!
Yes.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. I mean, we have really seen experienced the fragility of our food systems in our community, not only locally, but nationally. It's been an interesting 2 years.
Yeah, right?
So making that turkey goal and able to feed 600 families just felt so good. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Thanks to our business community and our individuals in the community.
Who did I see on Facebook brought you a whole truck full of turkeys?
Oh, yes. North Idaho Flood and Fire.
Yes. Yeah, they're chamber members,
so cool.
I was like, wow, that's really great, Sean.
Yes.
Bring all that stuff. So I was asked the other day, and I think I know the answer, but I said, I'll ask her on the radio. Do you guys also take, like, I had somebody who wanted to donate a Christmas tree, you know, just like a fully decorated tree, who would take it? And I said, well, I think the food bank might.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're actually doing a Santa visit on the 21st and 22nd. I think we need a tree for that. That would be really nice.
Okay. And
awesome.
Do you take coats and stuff too?
Do you take
all of those?
We're doing it for children and adults.
Okay, so you're just the one-stop shop for everything.
We're trying.
And boots
gloves.
A true community partner right there.
I will put that out in the you know, great universe that you need all those things.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people know that you do that. And I think it's really important that, you know, because as I've shared before, when I was a single mom with all those children, I use Second Harvest because it gets to a point where you just don't really have a choice and pride needs to just go away.
Yes.
And it was the greatest thing ever. I mean, it was easy. Nobody ever made you feel like you were poor or couldn't provide or less than. And so it was really an amazing experience. And so I try to share that with everybody because, you know, once you move on in life and you're doing a little bit better and you don't need to visit it, sometimes people are like, oh, you? That would never be you. It's like, oh, no, it was me.
Yeah.
So it can happen to anybody.
Absolutely. I found myself in a devastating situation last year. And even our clients were coming out to help. So
right. When your house was burnt down, right? And Keely Share your story.
Oh, yeah. I was in college and when I lived in Moscow, and it was to a point where my mom came down and she was very upset with me because she found out that I was only surviving on oatmeal and eggs. And my dear friend Lindsay, who lived just down the street from me, her and her dad came over one day with two giant bags full of groceries, and they just gave them to us. And they're like, this is our lot from the food bank. And then basically it was kind of a tutorial of, listen, this is available to you. Just bring in your utility bill. And Josh, my roommate, and I, we went in 2 weeks from then, turned in our utility bill. And it was just this like overwhelming experience. And I started crying because there was like a huge part of me that was like, I don't know if I deserve this. But it was like, you know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. So it was a very like humbling, overwhelming experience of the generosity and the gratitude that I carry with me to this day. And the things that I hear from clients of yours at the food bank is it feels just like a grocery store. It feels like it's normal. It feels like we're welcome and that it's nothing that is any kind of less than anybody else's experience. And I think that's just beautiful.
Thank you. It's a basic need, right? Maslow's hierarchy. So what else is going on? We keep going off track here.
There's just so much to talk about.
Right. What are your biggest needs? How about that?
So we're always needing the basics, peanut butter, canned proteins. But this year particularly, I've been asked more often than not, what are the things that you normally don't see? Mm-hmm. And so we never really get seasonings or seasoning packets, things like that. Cooking oil. Flour, you know, baking items. It's nice for people to have a bag of sugar in their pantry at home. Huh. So those items, hygiene items, baby wipes. We also give diapers and formula once a month to families with infants in their household.
So if someone can't go to Costco and buy you all those things, is it just easier to give you money? Because I know you have a much larger buying power than me as just Joe citizen. So
absolutely. We'll always take the monetary donations. This year particularly, we're buying more in pallets, so that monetary goes a lot farther. And also freight costs, things have gone up. So we're dealing with that aspect as well that we've never...
This is from the Angels Over Sandpoint.
Aww, you angels are angels.
There you go.
Thank you.
Just for you. $50 should buy you a few bags of flour.
Absolutely.
I've been wondering, so we've been doing that all over town, and then I'm just doing it on my own too, but just a little bit of Christmas cheer, and I've been holding that just for you. I'm like, it keeps falling out of my back pocket when I...
She's actually been looking forward to this all week so that she could give that to you.
Thank you, Keely. That is awesome.
But we're going to say it's from the Angels.
The Angels. Thank you, Angels.
You're welcome.
They are very supportive and
we all
got
to help each other.
Yes.
And other than that, do you have any other big needs that are going on?
A lot of volunteers. just like with many other people in town, volunteers are always needed.
Like any specific times or?
So we're operating Monday through Friday, 8 to 3. Mm-hmm. Something that we're doing differently, you know, the pandemic for a lot of us has made us really strategize and look at how we're operating. So we've changed a few things. And we are doing deliveries now to our elders
and
more patients with cancer. You know, our local services are seeing a decrease in volunteers as well. So we've picked that up as well, helping patients.
So like for community cancer services and
So patients are calling us asking for help with groceries. So what we do is if volunteers will call literally in the morning and say, I have time, do you have any deliveries today or any time this week? And so we'll say, yes, what call came in. It's random. We don't really have a set schedule with some folks. So that's always an option too.
Go for it, Kate.
Are there any days that are busier than others? Because maybe Ms. Keely and I can take an afternoon off from the chamber and come help.
Oh, that'd be great. Wednesdays seem to be a busy day for deliveries.
Middle of the week?
Yeah, middle of the week. I know.
Yeah. Well, you eat all your food on the weekend, and then by Wednesday, it's like, I gotta have some more.
Too dependent. Sometimes we'd have to push people to Fridays, just depending on availability for people to do it, you know.
Yeah. So. And aside from drivers, what types of other volunteer opportunities are you in need of? Like, what types of duties?
Oh, sure. In the market, so sorting right now, this is, you know, last year we had no food drives. This year we're overwhelmed, abundantly blessed, which is wonderful, a good problem.
I know.
And so we have a lot of things to sort.
Okay.
And we have bins in the back that just need to be broken down.
Those of you who love organizing,
yes,
we have a job for you.
Right. Or any group or, you know, group of friends that maybe want to go do something fun for Christmas, a volunteer thing or any other time. Yeah.
Quality
Holiday time.
Another good idea with that, we saw somebody had a holiday party and they asked their guests to bring a can of food, which was a nice idea. It was cute. Yeah.
Well, maybe they could bring seasonings.
Yeah.
Exactly. A seasoning party.
Great idea.
Well, I live in a tiny house, so three people, it's not going to be a lot.
Yeah. Me too. Know.
You bring salt, I'll bring pepper.
Oh, perfect.
And luckily, those last a long time. So, you know, if you guys get a surplus after this, maybe that'll happen. We'll send it out to the universe.
Yeah. Over the winter, I'm assuming that you get many more people over the winter.
Absolutely. So when the weather starts to turn, the numbers increase.
Yeah.
And I guess the one thing I want to point, don't forget us in January.
I know. That's what I was leading up to is that, you need it.
Year round.
The entire time, year round to help people. Because I think that we, any city or town, we just sort of gloss over how many people are in need. And, that's always it's like, no, there are a lot of people here in need.
Yes. All year round.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Tyler, let's talk about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from?
So I came from here. I came from Champlain, Idaho.
Get out of town!
Wait, what year did you graduate, my friend?
2012.
Okay, so you're a baby.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, you're a baby. Because I graduated 6 whole years before you. So I was like, wait, did I see you?
She's so much older, right?
Aww. Class of 06, baby.
Whatever.
Come on.
Our county babies.
Yeah. Well, I graduated in Idaho, 19-something. Anyway.
Yeah, Sandpoint. That's rare.
That's really awesome.
I tell people I'm from Sandpoint, they're amazed.
Same here. Same here. They're like, you're still here?
I know. That makes you, yes.
I get that too. Somebody pinched me in the store. You're actually from Idaho?
Yes.
Because it's rare in our sweet little town. It's like most of the time, it's like, where are you from? Arizona, Texas, California.
Right?
It's like, well, I was born here.
I know. Well, yeah. It's, and even, a funny thing about when you campaign and people tell you to go back home, I'm like,
this is
but
my home.
I'm from Idaho. I don't want to go back to Boise and live in Boise.
I'm from too.
I'm a spud.
Tyler and I will represent the Sandpoint 83864.
Right. Yep. So how did you get interested in helping the food bank?
Well, I volunteered. And I did. And when I volunteered, I also told them, I can also donate some graphic design, maybe some marketing. And then I saw Debbie she was so excited.
And to a nonprofit ED,
we were just talking about that. So that day, I spent a volunteer day actually breaking down boxes, doing sorting, doing stuff in the warehouse. And then after that, I talked to Debbie, and she really wanted me to come on board and help with marketing and communications. And here I am.
That's awesome. Wonderful. That's so great that it's somebody from here and helping out. And
see, Kate, it's happening. The young people are taking over.
That's my goal. Yes. That's why I teach Leadership Sandpoint, because I'm training them all so that they will all take over. And
lead henchmen.
Because my retirement plan, well, I can't say it on the radio, but my retirement plan is so I can, sure I can. I'm going to sit on my porch and throw rocks and drink whiskey. Cryptocurrency. So, I want to be sitting on my on my porch, throwing rocks and drinking whiskey, and just knowing that all you lovely young people have taken over the town and I don't have to worry.
No.
See?
Yes.
Because, you're a leadership graduate too.
Yes. Yeah.
We got to get him in leadership. Yes.
So I'll be presenting that day.
I know.
Is that the 15th?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes,
yeah.
The 15th. So next week. We'll get him in next. We'll get him in next year.
Okay.
Next fall.
It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
Because the best people are the people who grow up here. Because you know what we hear every class? I had no idea about things that are happening in our town. And so I'm like,
That was beautiful.
I know. Well,
it was.
Speaking to us a lot this week. It's been happening a lot this week.
Yeah. We talk at the same time. But I think it would be really great for you because you learn so many different aspects and Heather Upton from the Historical Society is in this year's class, and she's also giving a presentation. So you could do both, be in the class and give a presentation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We appreciate the class choosing the food bank. Thank you.
I believe our class did, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really...
It's nice.
Because they get the spiel from me about, be sure who you pick is relevant and a good, solid organization. And we also warn them, like we've warned all of you, that December is the hardest class because you learn about all the needs in our community.
Yep.
And even tough men are crying towards the end because it's like there's a lot of need. So they have to decide out of 9 of you who that they're going to do their fundraiser for. But,
Yeah, unfortunately, ours was cut short due to the pandemic, but I think we were able to do some sort of an online where we were able to donate a portion to one organization, and I believe one was you guys.
Yes.
So, which was wonderful. So I was really proud of that, that we were, even though during the pandemic, we were able to pull something together and do some sort of fundraiser for
the food bank.
The food bank.
That was nice. Thank
you. Okay, well, we need to wrap it up here. Is there any other things that you would like us to know or... just give money?
Sure, you know, always.
Give me, volunteer. And how can our listeners get a hold of you?
At 208-263-3663.
Okay.
Or feel free to look at our website, which is foodbank83864.com.
Nice. Or just stop by and donate food. And
come in.
Yeah, come volunteer to deliver food.
Yeah.
Who knows? You may have a job later on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to having you back real soon.
Thank you.
And thank you, for what you do.
Yes, it was wonderful to meet both of you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas from Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now, plus they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, and a new line of ReadyWise foods. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and Saturdays through Christmas. Located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Northern Quest's Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts presents The Avett Brothers, July 15th at BECU Live. Rooted in Americana, the Avett Brothers start with guitar and banjo in hand, but then they make up their own rules. See the Avett Brothers, July 15th, part of Northern Quest's Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts. Get tickets now at northernquest.com. Northern Quest's Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts presents The Goo Goo Dolls, July 22nd at BECU Live. The multi-platinum, four-time Grammy-nominated rockers have 16 number one and top 10 Billboard hits. The Goo Goo Dolls with special guest Blue October. Part of Northern Quest's Pepsi Outdoor Summer Concerts, July 22nd. Get tickets now at northernquest.com.
Winterizing your home can involve a number of maintenance measures. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for the winter with traction sand and shovels, ice melt, and easy heat products that can help keep your surroundings safe. They also have stovepipe fittings and adapters. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware has been helping their friends and neighbors for over 40 years. Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware is open 7 days a week on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint. Stop by and say hi today.
Joy, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And speaking of gifts you keep on giving, it's past time to switch it up this holiday into a smarter joy maximization strategy. Scratch games from the Idaho Lottery. The perfect holiday gift available in different colors, sizes, scents, and sparkletude. Some with prizes up to 200 grand. So put more holla in their holidays with scratch games from the Idaho Lottery. It's joy worth sharing. Woo! Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and the Permanent Building Fund. Please play responsibly.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour with Keely and Kate. So today we thought that we would, since it's our December show, that we do a little reading of The Night Before Christmas. And this was, I don't know if you know, but it was first debuted on December 23rd, 1823.
1823.
That's Wowzers. Older than me.
By a long shot.
Anyway, so we hope you enjoy this, and we may do it again sometime. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday objects below. When, what to my wonder, I should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blixen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas, too.
And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys was flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his beard on his chin was white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprung to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain, ere that he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Okay, well, we wish you all a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas and all the wonderful things that the season brings and peace. And let's hope that we can carry that on into 2022 and really take care of one another and be good to one another.
Be happy and healthy, folks.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas.